Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Matt Schlater. Welcome, Matt.
Thanks, Father Adam.
We continue our conversation. We've been talking about leadership, but towards the end of our conversation, you were talking about that we all really have a role in leadership, mm-hmm. and we have to really kind of find our particular context. So I wanted to kind of flesh that out a bit more with you, but let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for this day and for our time together. We ask that you bless all of our listeners, encourage them as they follow Christ our Lord. We ask this through the same Christ, amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. So I was wondering, you know, if we could talk a little bit about exercising leadership in the family, and especially kind of Christian fatherhood.
Yeah, of course. So I guess if we're going to look at leadership as it pertains to being a father, you have to look at my role in being a husband. You know, I grew up hearing, you know, men are the head of the household, or men are the head of their homes. And I think that has a lot of truth to it, but I think it's an incomplete truth. In some senses, I'm in charge of my children, but I've never looked at my relationship with Ginny, my wife, as one where, in some way, I'm in charge of her. We are, to the truest extent, partners. We are friends, and we're just on this journey together. And I think looking at me as a leader to my children, as a father, is, I'll hearken back to one of our last sessions. I can only be as good a leader, to my kids as I am holy. And that starts with my marriage. How do I serve my wife? Am I attuned to my wife? Is she in my focus? Am I thinking about her? Because kids need a mom and a dad. They don't need to be fathered outside of parenting. They need to be fathered right along with, they need to be mothered. And that happens together. In my experience, it happens best together. You know, my hands might be on the wheel, but I don't always chart the course.
That's a beautiful reflection. I think, you know, so often you hear, and it's from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, you know, that brave couples will read that at their wedding. Usually the cowardly couples will just go with 1 Corinthians, you know. But, you know, you hear about it, and of course, you know, people get all irked by that passage, which of course they don't see the complementarity, you know, that Christ and the church, you know, Christ is the head, the church is the body. There is a sense of submission to Christ, but Christ also completely submits himself and empties himself out for the church. And that really is the relationship of man and woman in marriage.
And that's why it relates to leadership, Father Adam. If I took my own kids and the way that I am and my default behavior, and I sort of try and write this story and write Ginny out of the story, I sort of see myself as a controlling guy who controls in a good way. My children's behavior ends up being pretty good. But there's something missing, right? Children don't need a good browbeating. They need to be led. Mm-hmm. And if I look at my own story and I look at where Ginny came in and said, Matt, I think you should take a look at this part of how you are towards our children. Those were the most important parts of how I became some measure of a good father. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think back to when we were talking previously, about one of the good leadership principles being get a good mentor or get someone who can hold you accountable. Do you allow yourself to be held accountable by your spouse? That might be the greatest gift a father can ever have in terms of his own efficacy in being a dad.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship, and I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Matt Schlater, and we're talking about leadership as it is connected to Christian fatherhood in the family. And, you know, I think it is interesting, what really strikes me is this accountability of, mm-hmm. and that a man and a woman kind of strike out together, you yeah. know, and from them and from their love and from their relationship, a family emerges, you know, right. arises, yeah. you know, the Lord gives them, you know, children. Children are a gift, you know, entrusted to them. And that idea of accountability is absolutely necessary between a husband and a wife.
Yeah.
The point that I was that again it kind of struck me was in that in the relationship with Jenny, your mm-hmm. wife.
Yeah.
You told me earlier that when you were kind of thinking about business,
yeah.
you had discerned marriage, mm-hmm. and that you realized that you needed to go into business in order to provide
yep.
for a family. I'm quite sure that there was probably an intentionality in your relationship with Jenny, too, that you discerned yeah. that, you know what, this is someone who can keep me accountable, first of all, and second, someone who will be a great mother and will help me to be a great father.
Yep, absolutely.
And I think that's a crucial principle, I think, maybe, you know, for college-age students, but for anyone discerning marriage is, will this person be a good father or a good mother? Will this person make me into the best father or mother I could be?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things that definitely, even in you saying it, it brings about my memories of thinking, boy, why am I so receptive to what she says? As contrasted to maybe girls that I had been interested in before, you know, there was a receptivity to the truth that Jenny was willing to speak into my life that I was really drawn to. It be not just because the way she did it, but because I realized it made me better.
Now, the idea then of leading your children, mm-hmm. you know, which is certainly it's a team effort with both you and your wife. But what are some principles of leading your children that you live and exercise?
Well, I think the one I would hearken back to is when before I had children, I was in a moment of uncertainty, and I went to my go-to mentor, my dad, and I said, Dad, how am I going to know that I'm a good dad? How do I know I'm cut out for this? And he said something that now saying it seems so simple. He said, Matt, if it ever gets too easy, you know you've got work to do. Being a dad is hard, and it should be hard. And when it's hard, you know it's good.
Beautiful. And then I think instilling the values into your children, you know, you have eight children.
I have eight children, seven daughters, one son.
And, you know, there are probably a good spectrum of.
Yep. The oldest will be 14 this year. And Joy, our youngest, is 7 or 8 months.
So part of your relationship then with them is instilling the values which you yourself have received.
Yep.
And of course, with each, you know, different age, you know, there's different ways to instill them. If looking back, you know, maybe if your children or your grandchildren or great grandchildren will dig up this recording someday, you know, what are the lessons you want your children to learn?
Do whatever it takes to make your marriage good. And the same thing we talked about I don't know, a couple sessions ago, when you don't know what it is that you need to do to make it good or to get it back on track, ask for help. Because there's a ton of people who have struggled and come out the other side and give great advice and want the best for you. Because marriage is hard and being a parent is even harder. And asking for help should not be old fashioned. You know, ever since people have been about, there have been parents. Good ones, bad ones, and everywhere in between. And talking to those parents who have come before us will only make you better.
Excellent. Any parting thoughts on fatherhood?
I don't know. If you're a dad older than me, thanks for your great example. Thanks for your example. If you're a dad younger than me, it just keeps getting better. And if you're not a dad yet, it's the best thing you'll ever do.
Better, but always difficult.
That's right. So. Always difficult.
Wonderful. Well, let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for Matt and for his family and for this time together. We ask that your blessing be upon them and upon all of our listeners. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Matt Schlater. Matt.
Thank you, Father Adam.
Thank you so much for joining us. Matt, of course, is the owner of Jones Schlater Flooring. We'll do one more plug-in as we end our conversation.
Shameless.
And until next time, peace and all good.